Okay, next, disembark. Disembark means debark, D-E-B-A-R-K,
下船上岸。
而如果表示上船 embark, E-M-B-A-R-K. Now read with me, disembark, embark.
他下船上了岸。
He disembarked.
他决定上船了。
He decided to embark.Okay, next important word, asail. Asail is a very formal transitive verb.
这是一个非常正式的及物动词。
It means annoy somebody continually, especially with demands. Answer me. Annoy somebody continually, especially with demands.
纠缠困扰。
He was assailed with worries. He was assailed with worries.I think you still remember the word afflict. A-F-F-L-I-C-T. Afflict.
困扰。
Now, translate a sentence, please.
Tramps can keep themselves free from anxieties that afflict us.
Please keep the two words in mind now. Now read with me. Assail. Assail. Afflict. Afflict.Okay, let's learn next word, fever.
Fever, in tennis, 好处优惠
it's now. In favor of,
赞成支持有利于
Are you in favor of the idea? Are you in favor of the idea? In somebody's favor,
受某人欢迎得到某人欢心对某人有利
A situationBoth at home and abroad is in our favor.
The situation both at home and abroad is in our favor. 无论是国内还是国外的形势均对我们有利。
Out of favor,
不利失宠。
By favor of somebody,
烦请面交谁谁谁。
Do somebody a favor,
给某人以恩惠。
Can you do me a favor to dance with me?
能闪光跳支舞吗?
Can you do me a favor to dance with me? Okay, now wait a minute. Favor. In favor of. In somebody's favor. Out of favor. By favor of somebody. Do somebody a favor.
注意,其形容词形式 favored. 受到优惠的,优待的。
Favorable,
赞成的,称赞的。
Okay, next word, outrageous. This is adjective. Do you know how to use it and how to paraphrase it?
那么同学们是否知道如何运用和如何释义这个形容词呢?
Outrageous means unexpected and offensive. Unexpected and offensive,
出人意料的,令人不悦的。
For example, he played an outrageous joke.
他开了一个让人不愉快的玩笑。
He played an outrageous joke.
我们可以把这个词分解开。
Outrage, O-U-T-R-A-G-E,
名词暴行。再次分解 rage, 盛怒发怒。他发了火 He's in his rage.
Fly into a rage,
勃然大怒。
In this way, we can learn three words by heart.
那么通过这种办法呢，我们可以记住三个词汇。
Okay, read with me. Outrage. Rage. Outrageous. Now the last word, thrust. The transitive word means forceThe acceptance of. Push something suddenly with force.
硬塞给。
塞进。Thrust something into.
他把那钢笔塞进我的手里。
He thrust the pen into my hand. Thrust aside.
推开。
He thrust the girl aside. Thrust oneself forward.
向前挤。
Thrust oneself forward.
He thrust himself forward in the crowd. Thrust oneself in.
探听干涉
Thrust oneself in. Don't thrust yourself in privately.
不要探听别人的私事。
Thrust one's nose into.
也表示探听干涉。
同学发现表达的非常形象 Thrust one's nose into. Do you thrust your nose into private things?
那么你经常探听别人的私事吗？
Thrust something upon somebody.
把某事强加于人。
Don't thrust your idea upon me.
In fact, it means don't exert your idea on me. Got it?
Thrust out. Thrust somebody out.
解雇 It means dismiss.
Kick out.
Okay, so much for the words.
You know, the vocabulary in lesson 28 is very important.
So, let's study the text, and I think in this way,You can remember the words and their usage completely.
5 pounds too dear.
五磅也太贵。
Dear, it means expensive.
Costly.
Now read with me. Dear.
Expensive.
Costly. Small boats loaded with wares sped to the great liner as she was anchoring the harbor.Small boats sped to great liners.
一定要注意 Small boats sped to great liner. 这是整个句子的主干。许多小船向这位客轮驶来。
What small boats were loaded with?
那么小船上载着什么呢?
Loaded with.
过去分词做定语修饰 small boats 表示装载运载着
So it means filled with
For example
The truck is loaded with goods The boat was loaded with woolen goodsSmall boats loaded with wares.
We can say small boats that were loaded with wares. 许多装载着各种杂货的小船。
Sped to, sped, the past form of speed.
In Chinese, 迅速驶向。向山坡下疾驶 speed downhill. 如果表示向山坡上疾驶 speed uphill.迅速驶过 speed by. For example,
our holiday speed by.
我们的假期迅速地过去了。Now let's go on.
As she was entering the harbor, she refers to great liner.
那么这里的 she 指代这艘巨大的客轮。当这艘巨轮正驶进港口的时候。
Before she had anchored, the men from the boats had climbed on board.And the deck was soon covered with colorful rugs from Persia, silks from India, copper coffee pots, and beautiful handmade silverware.
Anchor, 平航下锚。那么当这个大船还没下锚的时候，小船上的人们就纷纷地爬上了客轮。一定要注意，小船上的人们 ,the men from the boats,
The man coming from the boat.
那么如果同学们想表达从纽约飞来的飞机
A plane from New York or plane coming from New York. Climb on board.
On board. 在船车飞机上爬上了客轮
And decks were soon covered with colorful rugs from Persia. Be covered with.
堆积满了 So,
in fact, I say
甲板上很快就堆满了色彩斑斓的波斯地毯
Rugs from Persia
印度的丝绸 Silks from India 以及铜咖啡壶
Copper coffee pots and beautiful handmade silverware, 以及那手工制作的漂亮的银器。注意手工制作的 handmade, 手工制作的衬衫 handmade shirt. It was difficult not to be tempted. You know, this is the most important sentence in paragraph 1, 这是第一自然段的最重要的语句。It was difficult not to be tempted. Difficult, 困难的。Not, 本身表示否定概念，所以我们可以把它看作是一个双重之否定。如果不想动心的话，也是很困难的。Right? Intelligence, 肯定会为这些东西所动心的。Now translate my sentence.这双漂亮的鞋不为所动，那是不可能的。It was difficult not to be tempted by the beautiful shoes. Or it was impossible not to be tempted by the beautiful shoes. Got it?